Today, we are talking about 10 unspoken rules of disc golf. What are they? Which ones are you doing that you shouldn't be? And which ones should you be enforcing more? Let's find out right now. Welcome in, everybody, to the Chain Clinkers Disc Golf Podcast. I'm your host, Quentin Ferris, and today I want to tell you about a special new offer coming from Upper Park. We have updated our agreement with Upper Park, and now you can use promo code CLANKERS, just CLANKERS, not CLANKERS10. You can use promo code CLANKERS and save 15% on your next order. That's right, you're getting an extra 5% off. 15% is a great deal, and one of the bags that I think you should really be taking advantage of with this is the Pinch Pro. This is one of the best bags if you want to spend under $100, and I'm going to be putting another review on our TikTok and Instagram at Chain Clinkers Disc Golf, but you can get over 20 discs in there. There's plenty of storage. There's a specific putter pocket. It comes in an amazing dune color. That's my favorite. So head over right now, upperparkdiscgolf.com. Use promo code CLANKERS at checkout, and you're going to save yourself 15%. Today, we are talking about 10 unspoken rules of disc golf. And disc golf, like any other sport, has its unspoken rules and etiquette to ensure a positive experience for all players. So here are the 10 unspoken rules on the disc golf course. Number one, silence during throws. Cannot stress this one enough. Maintain silence and avoid unnecessary movement when someone is about to throw. Distraction can affect a player's concentration. So what could this look like? If someone on your card, let's say there's four people on your card, and someone is driving, don't be talking behind them. Do not be talking to them or another person on your card or on the phone or something like that while someone else is trying to throw or putt. And don't be walking around behind them, making a bunch of noise, snapping branches, yelling, any of those things. If someone's putting, don't be in their line of sight. Get out of their line of sight and stop moving. Don't be a distraction during throws. Number two, wait your turn. Respect the order of play. Allow the group ahead to clear the hole before you start your round to avoid congestion on the course. This one is big time, folks. And I'm going to say this from both perspectives. One, if you are the card that is behind, do not throw on top of the other card. Let them finish the hole. Let them clear out. If you want to get ahead of them, you can either just ask or you can play that next hole quickly and see if you can catch them before they finish throwing on the next hole and ask. Don't just throw on top of somebody. That is arguably one of my top pet peeves. I mean, that's why it's at number two, is because it is so infuriating to be playing a hole and have someone throw on top of you. Honestly, I might be a little mean, and I'll give him a little stare back because I do not appreciate that. And if you're the other card, if you're the one that's being thrown on, a couple of things, I guess. One, you could either play a little bit faster. Two, if you don't want to deal with the constant nagging of someone being behind you, just let them play through. Or three, you could just ask them if they want to play through, and then you can put the situation away. You don't have to deal with it, but just wait your turn. Have respect for others out on the disc golf course. Number three, quick retrieval. Retrieve your discs promptly after completing a hole. Delaying retrieval can slow down the pace of play for others. You know, if you make it in the basket, you know, don't sit there, reorganize your bag, wipe off the disc that you threw prior to the putt, tie your shoe, get a snack, drink a water, and then go get your disc from the basket. Be prompt, be quick, don't create delays of game out on the course. I think that's pretty simple. Number four, and this is something we all need to be doing, guys, repair the course. Fix any damage you may have caused to the course, such as divots or tee pad scuffs. Leave the course in the same or better condition when you found it. This is a big one on littering. Stop littering on the course. If you bring trash in, you can take it out. If you were able to hold that beer can into the course, you can take it out with you. Stop being a prick and stop littering. It's not cool. If there's not a trash bag out there or a trash can, that's tough. You decided to bring it in. It is now your responsibility to take it out. I know that not everyone is self-aware enough to know that, but hopefully after listening to this, you can be self-aware. And maybe you can call out other people because it's not cool. It is not cool to litter the course. So repair the course. Be the course's friend. Number five, yield to faster players. If you're a slower group, this kind of goes with what we were talking about earlier, yield to those faster players or smaller groups behind you. So what that means is if you're a group of four and you see a group of two or just one person behind you, just let them play through. Quit playing that game of as soon as they're walking up, you're starting to walk down the fairway or you're just out of earshot range. Quit it. Just stop. Just let them play through. I know it might stink for 5 minutes that you're having to wait, but the person behind you is having to wait for 10 minutes every single hole. Just let them play through. Before we get to number six, let's take a quick second for some commercial break. All right, number six, guys, is safety first. Be aware of your surroundings, including other players, pedestrians, and wildlife. Don't throw until the fairway is clear and always yell four if your throw might hit someone. So this is one of those where it's a little twofold. One, you want to be aware of what's going on around you. Not everyone you meet is going to be your best friend. So you always want to have your head on a swivel for that random just coming out of the woods that you have no idea how they got back there. And you don't know if they're cool or not. So have your head on a swivel. Be smart in situations. And don't just let your disc hit somebody. You know, yell something. Yell pretty quick. It's better to yell early and it end up being fine than yell late and absolutely nail somebody. You don't want to nail somebody and you don't want to be nailed. So you should do your due diligence and just trying to give people heads up, and you don't want to make someone else's experience worse because they just got domed by your disc. So yell out for, move something, just let them know. And wildlife also, do not be that guy who is displacing wildlife, killing wildlife unnecessary, destroying the nature. And we're going to talk about that a little bit more, so I'll just leave it here. Number seven, respect wildlife and nature. Keep a safe distance from wildlife and avoid disturbing plants and natural habitats. Leave no trace. Carry out what you carry in. It kind of goes back to that littering. Literally, respect Mother Nature. This is one of the least invasive sports in the world. So let's not destroy that tree. Let's not destroy that bush just so you don't have a twig in your way when you're trying to putt. Come on. It's not worth destroying the home of animals and plants just so you can still miss that putt anyways because you're not practicing enough. Like, have some respect. Respect the wildlife. Respect the nature. Take care of the course. Clean the course. If your course is really dirty, organize a cleanup day. Or every time you go, bring a little trash bag or like a Target sack or something like that. And just throw away what you can. Just anything we can do to clean up the environment and respect the wildlife and nature is a good thing, guys. 100%. Number eight, lost disc courtesy. This is a big one. If you find a lost disc, make an effort to return it to its owner if possible. Use contact information on the disc or turn it into the lost and found if available. My two cents on this, if a disc has a name and number on it, give it a text, give it a call, attempt to give it back to the person. And if they respond, give it back to the person. If they want to pay you, they can, but you shouldn't expect payment for finding their disc and giving it back to them. Even if you find it in the water, I don't care where you find it. If you find it and there's a name and number on it, you should have the responsibility to contact that person and try and get them their disc. If they never respond to you, great, it's yours. You can drop it off at your local lost and found shop if you want, but if they don't respond, then I see that as yours at that point. Now, if you find a disc that has no name or number on it, then to me, that's fair play. That's all yours. Now, if you see a post on Facebook or something like that where someone like saying that they lost a disc, then yeah, give it back to them or at least message them and ask them if that's theirs. Most people will be pretty honest with you, but if you find a disc without a name or number on it, it's kind of hard. And I don't like the found a disc, tell me what color and brand it is, and if it's yours, I'll give it back to you. I hate those posts on Facebook. I feel like those go nowhere. You can take it to the lost and found, but I mean, the person losing it might not find it, and then after a while, the shop will probably just resell it anyways. So yeah, to me, if you find it, there's no name and number, it's yours. If it has a name and number, contact that person. Number 9, minimize disturbance, avoid unnecessary noise and disruptions, keep conversations at a reasonable volume, and be mindful of others trying to enjoy the serenity of the course. So what that looks like is you don't need to take a boombox out there with you. I don't personally like playing when I'm by myself with AirPods just because I can't be as aware of my surroundings. So I'll probably play music on my phone, but I also know that unless you're within 60 feet of me, you're really not going to be able to hear it. And if someone is within 60 feet of me, I'll turn it down so it's not that much of a disturbance, especially if they're playing. If they're just walking, I'll still turn it down. But if they're playing, maybe I'll pause it or something like that. Quit smoking weed out there and being obnoxious about it or yelling or anything like that. Like, you're not trying to hotbox hole 3 because it's in the woods. You can have fun and you can do those things if it's legal and you want to, in my opinion. I really don't care. But like, just my whole thing is like, be self-aware and don't be a disturbance to somebody else trying to play the course as well. Number 10, the last one on the list, educate those new players. Send them to the Chain Clankers Disc Golf Podcast, TikTok, Instagram. When you encounter those new players, offer guidance on course etiquette and rules and help foster that positive and welcoming community for everyone. The new players are what's going to keep this sport alive. So if you want to help a new player, send them to our content, our page. We will be able to help and make sure you're just nice to them. Make them want to come back, or, you know, don't be a prick to them or mean or make fun of them or anything like that. Disc golf will die without new players. The new player count is already starting to go down a little bit. The PDGA numbers are starting to go down a little bit. So let's foster a good environment for new players to want to be out on the course and want to play disc golf. And most of you already do that. Just the 5% of people who aren't, hopefully that'll open your eyes. Disc golf is not just about playing well, but it's also about respecting the course at the end of the day, respecting your fellow players, respecting the environment. Follow these unspoken rules and contribute to a more enjoyable experience for everyone on the disc golf course. Hopefully you guys enjoyed this episode. Next week, we're going to have Logan Harpool on the podcast. I'm working on getting some other pros on the podcast as well. It's been tough over the last couple months just with the end of the season. A lot of important tournaments. Players do not have as much availability. But next week, we will be having Logan Harpool joining us on the show. Hopefully you guys enjoyed today's episode. If you did, let me know over on TikTok and Instagram at Chain Clankers Disc Golf. And we will see you guys next week.